Okay, hi, Dreamer here. I think it's been a while again since I last uploaded. I kind of have a tendency to, like, upload and then disappear. It's only been, like, 24 days. Still been a while. But anyway, hi, hello, I hope everyone's doing well. Sorry I keep disappearing. I'm kind of trash. But anyway, oh my god. Give me a second. I am doing Rilo's accent challenge. Just cuz. Don't know why. Just wanted to do it. Thought it'd be fun. Hope you guys enjoy it. So, the first question is your name and username. I go by Hunter, and my username is LittleDreamer_. I am from Canada. The land of snow and coldness. Okay, number three. Aunt, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum, gif, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope. Number four, it is called TPing a house when you throw toilet paper on a house. Number five, what is a bubbly carbonated drink called? It is called soda. Number six, what do you call gym shoes? Sneakers. Number seven, what do you call your grandparents? I call them Grandma and Papa. Number eight, what do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? A grocery cart. Number nine, what is the thing you change the TV channel with? A remote. Number 10, choose a book and read a passage from it. Shit. I don't have a book down. This is gonna be boring. Because the only book that I have accessible to me right now is my, The only book I have accessible right now is Pseudoscience and Extraordinary Claims of the Paranormal. Because I took a pseudoscience and paranormal, class in college. So, I'm gonna read you something. Let me find something to read. Let me find something fun. I am sorry that I am so boring and that my elbow keeps making fart noises. Okay, why study the worlds of the paranormal? First, if you believe in such things, you're not alone. Most people, 73 to 76%, have at least one paranormal belief not derived from Judeo-Christian tradition. And 80 to 96% hold a religious-based paranormal belief. More people believe in astrology today than in the Middle Ages. Belief in the devil appears to have increased over the decade. At the very least, it is important to understand what our friends, neighbors, politicians, doctors, and preachers believe. If you have a paranormal belief, surely it is valuable to know more about it. If you read the daily horoscope, do you really know how it was calculated? If you enjoy a good ghost story, do you know why some Christians are so opposed to Halloween and Harry Potter? And why the United States government has officially recognized a witchcraft-based tax-exempt religion. If you go to an acupuncturist, did you know that this treatment is based on a form of energy which, if detected, could revolutionize physics? There's a deeper reason for exploring strange and extraordinary claims. They might be true. History shows us many cases of disputed beliefs once considered crazy and then accepted as true. Two such phenomena are meteors and hypnosis. I hope I taught you all something during this fun little audio with that. The only reason that I still have this book is because it cost me, like, a lot of money when I bought it for college. And plus, I really liked the class, and I like this book. I like it. Anyway, there's the passage. Number 11, do you think you have an accent? I don't think that I do, but I mean, I've been, like, when I talk to people, like, when I've talked to people, like, friends of mine from, like, Britain and stuff, They've all said that I have an accent, that it's cute, and I'm like, I don't think I have an accent, but okay, thank you. But yeah, no, I don't think I have an accent. But let me know what you think in the comments below. Look at me, I sound like a YouTuber. I'm sorry, I'm in a weird mood. I'm just, yeah. I'm like all pent up because I can't go out because it's gross out. So it's a fun time. Anyway, 12. I'm going to end this by saying three words that I want. Okay. So, one of them is like two words, but we're going to use it anyway. I'm looking around for stuff, and I'm like looking at my makeup station, so it's going to be makeup stuff. Beauty blender, hard candy, and liquid lipstick. okay, so that's it. I'm done. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I'm going to try and post more regularly. And not be such a trash lord. But anyway, I'm gonna go. And I might be posting another audio at some point. Maybe later today or something. But anyway, I hope you all have a great day. And I hope that it's not gloomy and gross wherever you are. And if it is, I still hope you have a good day anyway. Okay, bye.